Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. Ah, gosh. Again, I love Mondays. Ilona Europa here every Monday. This time, I have my friend next to me. Hi, friend.
Hello.
What is your name?
Miss Kitty Pleasant.
Is it the most beautiful name for the woman? Kitty.
Yeah.
Kitty Pleasant. And Pleasant, is this your real name?
Yes.
My gosh. Okay. You are coming to my show a lot, and I like that a lot. Also,
because I like you.
And I like you. But today we have this very, 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 very special date, I will say, with a singer-songwriter who is releasing her single that is called
Habibi Love.
And I will never meet Gina if not for you, Kitty. Oh, then I am so thankful because you have this good hand in just finding unusual people. But Gina is very special because her roots are from Poland. Also. Then I just love this girl. I love her song. And I just think I need to play something which is very special. Everybody, please listen.
Hey, I'm Nile Rodgers.
And I'm Gina Heiser.
And you're listening to our new song, Habibi Love.
On LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa.
And I will play again.
Hey, I'm Nile Rodgers.
And I'm Gina Heiser.
And you're listening to our new song, Habibi Love.
On LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa.
How many times? You know,
awesome.
I'm getting stuff like that. No, not so often, especially from artists, so big artists. And of course, Gina is upcoming singer in America, but she's a very, very good singer known in Dubai.
Dubai, yes, she has a career in Dubai.
Okay, but of course, everybody hears this beautiful voice of Nile. Could you tell us a little bit your connection with Nile Rodgers?
Nile Rodgers is my cousin and one of my mentors. Awesome guy.
That's not good enough. You need to tell us a little bit more. I know you are very private, but everybody knows this amazing artist, amazing guitar player, producer. Just we know him for many, 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 many years, and he's your cousin. I know you love him dearly. Could you give us a little bit explanation how often you see him and do you have a pleasure to just be in touch with him?
Yeah, I can call him anytime I like, and I haven't seen him much lately because he's so busy and I'm also busy and we're both traveling, and sometimes we're never in the same place at the same time, but we can always pick up the phone and call each other.
But he's in New York, yes?
Sometimes.
He's from here originally? Whatever.
In New York and Connecticut, but he travels internationally. So it's very hard for him because he is continuously touring. And he does have a foundation called the We Are Family Foundation. And you can go online and go to wearefamilyfoundation.org. And it's really cool.
And then not only great musician, great human being, wonderful friend and cousin, works with wonderful singer.
Her roots are
from Poland. Her name is Gina. I think she's going by two names, yes, officially.
Yeah.
Is she using Gina for the entertainment reason, or she does two, her first and second name?
Or her first and second name as an artist.
Okay, it looks like I'm calling her. She's calling us. Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Gina?
This is Gina.
Okay, you need to start bringing more energy to our lives because we are on a hot seat. We love to hear you. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
How are you, ladies? I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Yay.
Manhattan.
I don't know now. Do I need to be jealous that you are in New York, or do I need to feel lucky that I am in LA?
I am jealous of you ladies. I love California.
We love New York.
We love New York. I was there only once, and time for me. We talk about this, Gina, that eventually when I come to New York, for sure you'll be the first one who I will hug, hopefully, on airport.
And Gina's a good cook.
Lala, when you come to New York, I'm going to show you a great time. So please come soon.
Okay, Gina, we have this beautiful, beautiful show that really will be dedicated in 50% to you, and I'm honored to know you. I never met you yet face to face. I hope then when my Accent on TV show, which will start in May, will be becoming regular every Monday, I'm hoping you will be flying to California, and Kitty and Gina will be my guest, and we will see how all of us gorgeous are, and you are a very beautiful lady.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so happy to know you, and I feel like I know you more than, you know, just over the phone. I feel like I already know you in person, and I can't wait to meet you. And I definitely will be coming to California very soon, although my first trip will be to Dubai. I'm flying out to Dubai to promote my new song, leaving on May 3rd, and I'll be there for a month. And then when I get back, I should be making my way to California.
And that's perfect timing for me, because we are booked for whole May already with our TV shows and channel, special channel. LA Talk Radio just have right now new special channel that is video channel. And please, everybody, is look for Accent on TV. We'll be having Accent on radio, and 10 minutes later we'll be starting on a special channel. Just click to channel 3 and you will see my guest there. And Gina will be in June, hopefully in California with Kitty, and she will be my guest. I cannot wait.
It's going to be fun.
Gina, need to know who you are, how this happened that you are in New York. I know you are a Polish lady, in a way, with Polish roots. Then you are talking Dubai. Your life seems very colorful, and not even mentioning who you are working with when it comes to production of your amazing single, Habibi Love. Then it's your job to introduce yourself to our listeners and just give us tiny little bit of your life. Okay, you start maybe from age when you were 7. What's happened? Okay.
Well, when I was at the age of eight, my father brought me to Manhattan straight from Poland.
Wow.
So I was, you know, I came here as a child, and I was, at first it was very difficult, you know, the language, it wasn't my first language. So, and I was put immediately into an American school. So, but you know, I very quickly caught up. So within the first year, I was very flexible already in the language, and within 2 years I completely mastered you know, the accent, and it became sort of like my first language.
But you know,
so
when you come to
that
my
that was my start. Yeah, that was my start, and then I lived here for the next 6 years, you know, and this is that New York became my home.
But did you have your whole family with you? You mentioned daddy. Did you have sister?
Yeah,
brother?
I was just with my father. It was a complicated situation a little bit, because we couldn't manage to get my mom and my two sisters to the States. Eventually, my father gave up trying, and he didn't want to stay away from his family for so long. So he decided that we have to go back, which was good for everybody except for me, because I felt like I was already, you know, American, and so I went back to Poland. I couldn't speak Polish anymore. So
what a twist of fate.
I felt like an alien. I had to relearn Polish. I had to learn Russian, and you know, and also in the Polish educational system, certain subjects are introduced earlier at school, like for example geography and physics and chemistry. All of these subjects are introduced in the fifth grade of elementary school. So I had a bit of a rough time when I first got there. I had a lot to catch up on, but you know, I've managed, and finally I went to, I got accepted to this music college, which I finished. And it, but then, as soon as I finished my music college in Poznań, I received my first, because I graduated from a music college, I received my first contract, and my first contract happened to be in Dubai. So that's how I ended up in Dubai. When I got there, I saw, you know, an opportunity that this could be a place where I could stay for a while, and the money was great. It was a tax-free country, so I thought I could save up a little bit and then later make my way to the States.
Did you ever think that you would love that place as much as you do?
You know, I didn't know at first, and I remember when I was in Poznań and I was offered the contract to come to Dubai, I first came to my father and I said to him, guess what? You know, I was supposed to be going to Switzerland, but I think I will choose Dubai over Switzerland. He goes like,
oh, poor
well,
daddy.
Where is Dubai? And we took out the atlas, the world atlas, and my dad started looking somewhere in India. We couldn't find it at first. Then when he saw that it was in the Middle East, he was like,
oh no.
Oh my God, you're not going there. They're going to put you in a harem, and you know.
Yeah.
And then I said to my dad, don't worry. Actually, the leader of the band showed us a video of the place where we would be working because he's already worked there before. And so he showed us, and on the video was the hotel where we were supposed to be working and the city of Dubai. And it was a beautiful film, and it would look very modern and very futuristic and very luxurious. So my dad later spoke to the manager, to the leader of the band, and you know, and I was very young at that age. I was straight from college. I was only 20. So my father decided under, you know, the supervision of the leader of the band that he would let me go.
Wow. You know, Gina, it's amazing. You don't even know that I have one more daughter. Her name is Marlena Wieczorek, and she also finished in Poznań musicology on a Polish college. And she right now holds in her hand doctor degree diploma, and I think she was one of the youngest who received this diploma. Now she's in Brussels and just does beautiful job creating a new movement that is called Mea Cultura, which mostly is about Eastern European and Polish you know, art and music, but also right now branches into the world. Then I don't know. I know you are very young, but my daughter is also young. You never know. Maybe you both knew each other.
I would love to connect with her, especially that my song has just been released in Europe, and I've just been receiving phone calls now from Belgium, from the Netherlands, from Amsterdam. They're asking me for radio IDs, you know, radio stations from Monte Carlo, Monaco. So my song is coming out, you know, it's going to be playing all the way over there, and I might end up, you know, touring, or you know, in Europe soon. So
yeah,
I would love to meet your daughter.
And I'm hoping in September I will start my little tour in Poland to promote my CD, and I will be opening, you know, special beautiful places for everybody who I love that I met in America, who are wish, maybe your wish will be also to come back to Poland, and I know you want to sing in Poland, and maybe we both will be singing in our country. Life is beautiful. But
you know, it's in today's day and age, it's such a small world. And my mission with my music, well, of course, first and foremost, I'm a born musician. I love music. You know, I can hear harmonies in my head.
That sounds
crazy.
I
have a perfect pitch. So I can say I have a certain gift in music, which was at a very early age recognized by my teachers in elementary school. But I want my music to bring through music, through love that's being as a message transmitted through my music. I want to bring cultures and worlds together.
Then I think your song
and
is
bring peace.
Everything what you are talking about is beautiful, is happy, is very easy on ears. You sound great, and you have this amazing, amazing producer and sound of guitars that everybody recognizes from maybe the Grammy winning, lot of Grammy winning.
I feel so blessed.
You got lucky.
And so lucky that this man came into my life. I was introduced to him by this amazing virtuoso, Philippe Sass, who's one of the geniuses coming from France, and he's been working with amazing musicians such as Marcus Miller. And I tell you, when this man plays the keyboards, it could be a whole different show, you know, a whole different sound comparing to if somebody else plays the keyboards in the same band.
I think this is the time right now, because we need to start playing music. We are talking about how good you are, how great singer you are, how beautiful you are. Everybody, please go to Accent on Facebook page, and we have a picture of Gina there. And
she's
of course,
gorgeous.
Connect with her link. I have links to your Facebook, and everybody can get the song on iTunes right now. But I need to play the song. Is this okay, Kitty?
Yes,
is this okay?
I love the song.
And then Kitty will tell us, you know, a little bit more how she connected with you. Okay, love you, baby. Let's listen
love
to your
girl.
Song. You have a little bit 4 minutes break, but stay with us on the phone, okay?
I'll be right here.
Love, how deep we love, how deep we love.
Oh my gosh, I love this song, and I need to push one little bit button to listen one more time to.
Hey, I'm Nile Rodgers.
And I'm Gina Heiser.
And you're listening to our new song, Habibi Love.
On LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa.
I cannot say anything more. This is like the most hot song ever. Gina, I know that one of my radio promoters who I love dearly, Harry Towers, will be helping to promote the song all around the world and mostly in America for dance radio. Then I'm so, so happy that hopefully he will work for you very, very well and you'll be having friendship forever with him.
Yay.
Are you there?
He's been really great so far. I know that he's already been he's been distributing the song to his list of DJs around the world, and we're getting some great reviews. So he's doing an amazing job.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I know how this works, but what is amazing about Harry that he works works and works song until he's very, very, very successful, and doesn't matter if it's 5 months, year, he will never give up on song that he loves. And I know this song is something that he is crazy about, I'm sure.
And you know, Ilona, you're very good at bringing good people together and making connections and connect the dots, and that's very hard to do in any branch of entertainment.
Thank you, Kitty. You did the same, because I know that your magic works on three of us talking right now on LA Talk Radio, Accent On. Tell us, you were working on a video with Gina, yes, on her video.
Oh, yes, yes. She brought me on as storyboard supervisor. And it was really awesome because we're personal friends, and we've been friends since about 2008, 2009. And that came into play because, you know, bringing her lyrics to life, you know, you have to know the person. And it was very important to Gina that her character and who she is as a person transcended into the music video, because she's very nice, sweet, classy, decent, and I mean just an all around good person. I know that sounds corny, but
no,
you know, it's
true. I think that's supposed to be said very out loud, and thank you for making point of it. You don't need to be like a little bit, we don't want to what, but you want to be what Gina is, elegant, beautiful, educated.
And a lot of the storyline was based on who she really is in her real life. Like, when you see the video, you'll understand it. It goes from her being the girl that she is, cute, you know, with the ponytail up and just relaxed, to having this experience of being able to go to Dubai and see beautiful things and go from being kicked back to being upscale, but being a lady at the same time. And that's what's important to us, is we always try to remain in our lives classy and not trashy, and we don't ever want to push that button or cross that line. And Gina, as a person outside of an entertainer, that is her life.
Wow. Kitty, I don't know. This is a beautiful endorsement, I think, from you. And I know you know her personally. That's what is even more important. People are used to talking about people they are working with because they know them for 2 days.
Right.
And already they say how great they are.
Is.
But
exactly.
You know the lady. You know the talent. And Gina, you are just perfect. You are just perfect. If I never meet you, like hug you, your song already says so much. You're just sweet lady, and I want you to be forever like that. Will you be this way forever?
Ladies, I'm so humbled. This is too much, really.
I know.
It is
sweet.
True.
Thank you.
You come from a good family and
just,
an upbringing that's good, Gina, so you can't help it.
And I know it's always time for the big dream, and I think that's your big dream right now, and it's happening. Mm-hmm. That we are very, very happy for you, keeping our fingers crossed. If people want to find you, Gina, how we can find you? Can you tell us your website? Spell your name.
My website is actually right now being reestablished because I was in a different band, you know, before. So I've just separated. So my whole website is being built now around just me, myself, as a single artist. But I can be reached on Facebook, Gina Heiser. I can be reached on Twitter, Gina Heiser, Reverb Nation, Instagram. If you just Google my name, Gina Heiser, you will find, you know, many ways to reach me, even through Google. there's a way to connect with me.
You can spell the title of your single? I think people very easily will find you because of the title of the song.
The song is called Habibi Love, and the word Habibi is by far the most popular word in the Arab world, and I was inspired from my time spent in Dubai. That's how the song came about, and it means my beloved, my honey, my love. It's like in Polish we say kochanie, or in English we address our darling baby. So it's habibi. So I can, for example, you can be my habibi, my friend, my dear friend. I can address my dear friend, my habibi, and I can also address my husband, habibi.
It's just an endearment. It's an endearment, like honey.
Okay, now everybody needs to call their husbands also habibi.
That's right.
I think it's a beautiful word that whole world need to say it because it's just beautiful. And your song again will make people dance, I'm sure, all around the world. I know I'll be having you in June, hopefully, if not July. You just tell us when. Sit on my new show is there waiting for you and for Kitty.
And I would actually love to. Absolutely love to. So let's put a date in, and I'm definitely coming to.
Be
to
safe, also.
California. Yeah.
You are flying there, yes? You are flying into Dubai on the 3rd. May?
I'm flying out of New York on the 3rd, landing in Dubai on the 4th because it's a very long flight. It's a direct flight from JFK to Dubai. It takes 13 and a half hours. So I actually land the next day on the 4th, and I'm spending a whole month, and I'm coming back to New York on the 1st of June.
We love you, and we really, really are happy for you. I know the song will be played a lot. A week ago, I already played a little bit.
Can I tell a secret about
Gina? Of course!
Gina.
Oh my gosh.
Truth or dare time. When I met Gina, we met in New York, and what a lot of people don't know is that she is very big on charitable organizations, and we met at a charity function for children. And what Gina does is she donates a portion of the proceeds of her sales and even out of her own pocket to various children's foundations and organizations. And I'm big on that. And that's how we met. And it was so sad at the time because we didn't really have time to exchange numbers. We were in New York. And then I left and I was in California. And a few months later, where do we meet up, Gina?
Where?
Well, it was Nile Rodgers and Chic, and they were having a concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was in Los Angeles at the same time because I was working on my song that was released later with EMI. It was called My Arabian Dream, so I was actually working on the song, and then Nile was having a concert, and Kitty was there, and we just all
Isn't that ironic?
Yes, it's really, if he's meant to be, he's meant to be.
And you never know where you're going to meet somebody casually and then run into them again, and then we were so excited, like little children. I didn't get your number. Okay. And we've been best friends ever since. We Skyped no matter where we're at in the world and talk on the phone at least 6 times a week.
And my guest right after you, Gina, is also a French gentleman. You mentioned that you had some nice gentleman who introduced you to Nile. Yes, and he's a piano player. He's a French gentleman. I also met my next guest for like 5-7 maybe minutes in Maui, and he just kept my business card. Now he moved from Maui to Sacramento, and we'll be having him on the radio and listening to his life story. Gina, I love you.
We love you, Gina.
Ladies, I love you so much.
Habibi.
I love you, Habibi.
Habibi. Okay, talk to you soon, baby.
Bye,
bye,
sweetie. I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Okay, because we have this very nice gentleman calling us soon. Maybe I will play something.
Je t'aime, mon amour. I love you. Yo te quiero solo too. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again. I love you, mon amour. Solo too. Familiar. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round, time's running out for stay with me. The days of our lives, side by side, a night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives, side by side, a night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo. Like every song that I heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familia. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop a merry-go-round, time's running out for you. Stay with me. Je t'aime mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero solo. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo tu, familia tu. I want to keep in my head,
my next guest. I'm sorry, Frank, to keep you for so long, but I played my song specially for you. And I know it's for all community, French community, that you are really in touch so, so well in America. Hi, Frank Soler. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ilona. How are you?
I'm really, really fine. I'm so excited to talk to you. I need to introduce you to my beautiful co-host of the hour. It's Kitty Pleasant. Hi, Kitty.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm sure when you will be here in LA, you will meet some of my friends. And Kitty is one of those ladies that is very deeply into art, and she knows a lot of people in filming. She's just very colorful human being with great, great life and connections. And a moment ago, we just ended our interview with her friend, and now she become my friend, Gina, who just released her single, Habibi Love. And
Habibi Love, I know, I was listening.
I know. Awesome. And, you know, just life works so amazingly because, Frank, we need to say that we knew each other for like maybe 15 minutes, 3 years ago.
Something like that.
And yeah, Frank, I spoke to you in Maui next to your beautiful gallery, and you need to tell us a little bit about that. And we exchanged business cards, and 3 years later, we just got connected back. Thank you for reaching out. And I think you and your family, I will be really happy to become friends for all your family and people who supported you. We had thousands of people really responding to your great, my great post on Axenon. But fact is, so many people reached to so many people. That means that people love you or like you or just want to be closer to you. Then again, hi, Frank.
Well, Ilona, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a great, great pleasure. And you know what? We were friends the minute we started talking, and I remember we were laughing about something. And you have an accent.
And you have an accent.
About my accent. And I said, yeah, my accent actually helped me throughout my journey here in America. And you mentioned Axenon, and it stuck with me. And I said, wow, this is great. I talk about my accent almost on a daily basis. So I am. It's an honor to be on your show.
Could you spell, Frank? Could you spell?
We don't have to become friends. We were friends that minute we sat.
That's what is amazing. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just know people so little, but you feel like, okay, I knew him probably all my life, and just come on, yeah,
absolutely,
you become part of my life and your children. Your wife is so beautiful. You have one of the most beautiful family. Normally, I'm not posting, you know, so family pictures like, but this is like one of the sweetest ever that I saw, and I think people responded to that too. Okay, Frank, I know you very little. I know your bio because I asked you to send me a bio of yours to know you more, but I think people need to find out why I think that Frank Solar is the perfect guest for this 50% of my show. And tell us a little bit about your life story, how you become an American, and now from Maui to Sacramento, a little bit. Please tell us your road, life road, okay?
Well, it all started at school in France. History and geography is very important. And so we talk about the history of the world. The geography of the world, and I remember clearly that one teacher, when we got to America, he was so into it and described the life in America as this dream life, and he talked about the self-made man and all that, and of course I was already watching American movies, and so as soon as I could, I decided to go to America to try it, to see how special it was. And I had worked in the south of France, in Cannes, in a vacation spot with a bunch of tourists coming from all over the world. And a couple of families, to thank me, decided to buy me a ticket because they wanted to do something nice for me. And I said, well, you always give me a tip. Don't worry, that's enough. And
then, wow,
sure enough, I
nice.
Got a plane ticket.
Because you were 17, yes? You were like 17 years old when a family sent you away to America to search for your dream?
Wow, you're
baby. I met them, I was 15.
Oh, gosh.
And then I first went to New York, I think, when I decided to move, was 19.
That's
and
really
I had to finish some sort of college. I knew starting college that this was not my my destiny. I needed to travel. So I ended up in New York with this family, and I have this clear picture. When I first got there, it was nighttime. I was standing in the streets, and it was really loud, you know, with the taxi drivers honking and the lights everywhere, and they're steaming manholes, you know, like you see in the movies. And I was standing on one of them, and I said, I'm home.
Wow.
I felt it right away. I felt home immediately. And it was Manhattan. It was quite different from the south of France.
And you were not afraid? You were
never looked back.
Never. You were never afraid? Because, you're right. It's so different. New York is so busy.
No,
it's so scary in a way. Not for you.
Never afraid. When I left, I come from a really, really tight family, and my father was really sad when I left, and he said to me, don't worry.
Was it your first time being
do your
away
thing,
from your family?
Nothing can happen to you. I will always come and get you. If anything happens, you're in trouble, I'll come and get you. So I felt, you know, like nothing could happen to me because my dad could come and get me.
Oh, so, you're right.
So,
I know recently, I don't want to go to the sad story, but we both recently lost I lost my mom and you lost your daddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking on the phone a long, long time, how life plays unusual tricks on us. And you are happy in America. And I think your dad is happy that all these years you were searching what you right now have. You have beautiful family. You feel happy. And I know that after being for so many years in Maui, you found a place that you feel home right now. Then could you tell us, after New York, what was your journey from New York to... Where did you go?
New York. I was in Manhattan for a while, for a couple of years. Then I went to Greenwich, Connecticut, close by. I wanted to get away from the city. Quick trip to Montreal in Canada. And then I was tired of the weather, so I heard that California had a pretty sunny weather, so I decided to go to San Francisco. I had a friend there that invited me. As soon as I got there, I loved it. So I decided to stay for a few years. And then I got in a pretty bad car accident on a trip back to France. I was visiting my family. Hmm. And coming back to San Francisco, I had to have plastic surgery and all kinds of stitches on my face. And my brother-in-law
and
almost
I've seen your picture.
Died
you
in
look
the accident.
Really good.
Yeah, you give us the... Sorry, there's a little maybe funny. We want to know his number. The doctor, you look hot.
Yeah,
whatever
exactly.
He did, you look really, really good.
Honestly, we're sorry like about this. The tragedy, but...
I didn't look like this before the accident. This
oh,
come on.
Thank
come
you,
on.
Doctor.
Thank you. We love you, doctor.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny, but obvious. Nobody will know. And
but coming back to San Francisco was pretty hard because I was in the restaurant business and working long hours, you know, and then I was kind of stressed. And somebody had mentioned, you know, Maui was a pretty great place to heal. And so I took a break for a few months, decided to go to Lahaina, which I had gone on vacation quickly but never really noticed it. And the 3 months turned into 13 years.
Wow.
I just felt so good there that I decided to stay. And it was, of course, a great healing place, but also I could see raising a family there. I said, now that I'm on the beach, I think if I get lucky, I would want to have kids here.
Aww. That's awesome.
So that's why I decided to stay. And then I met my wife, and the rest is history. And now the reason why I wake up in the morning is because of those three beautiful kids I have.
Aww.
And so I could really be anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter.
That's awesome.
We are here in Sacramento now, in actually El Dorado Hills, and we love it, but we could be in Siberia, and I'll still be happy because...
That's
it's all
the most,
about the kids now.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy for your wife because having men so strongly devoted to family and knowing that that's really, you know, men... The man, word man, is so important. When I hear word man, that's what I want to hear next. Mm-hmm. Family, I care about family.
Yeah.
I will. I just live
priority.
For them,
yeah.
Priority, and just whenever we are together, and that's the most important thing.
And we do live in a day and age where family really takes a back burner to everything else, and so it's so awesome to see that you have a dedication, and you thought of your family even before they became your
yes.
family.
Yes, you knew what how,
yes.
the way how you want.
That's awesome.
Then 13 years in Maui, yeah. I met you next to really cool gallery place, which mm-hmm. happened that you were owner or co-owner, and 13 years, you really established some business that also you placed right now in Sacramento. Could you a little bit describe us what you are doing when it comes to art?
Yeah, well, very easy. I'm more of an entrepreneur than anything else, you know, not really a career kind of guy. So I always went from one thing to the other just by feeling, you know, very organically. And so I had met a collector. His name is Alain Dicard. He became now a part of my family. But I met this guy who was really, he didn't look like he belonged on Maui. He was a good Jewish boy from New York, very smart. You know, he was an economist, and here he was with an amazing collection of vintage posters. You know, posters that were meant to be in the streets back in the days,
yes.
100-year-old posters.
Wow,
just unbelievable! Being from France, I had never seen a collection like this. So I asked him a bunch of questions. I volunteered my time. I said I can help you. He was just going to be there for 2 or 3 weeks. And then probably go back to California, I didn't know. And we just hit it off, and I decided to drop everything I was doing. I had a candy business, I was working in restaurants, and I just dropped everything and decided to learn about this business. So it took me a little bit to learn the history of the posters and the history of printing and advertising, graphic design, all that. And sure enough, we had a conversation one day, and he said, okay, what should we do? Should we have a permanent gallery now? And so I said, yeah, let's go for it.
Wow.
I remember we had 120 posters when we started.
Wow.
And now it's close to maybe between 80 and 100,000 posters.
Wow.
It's one of the largest collections in the world.
And staying open, you know, in Maui for so many years, just having people coming in.
You know, now what's funny, I was just talking to Alan, and this is now, I think, the fourth oldest gallery in Lahaina. And you know how big art is in Lahaina. There's galleries that have been there for a long time. There's 70-something galleries, I think, there in Maui. And this is now becoming one of the oldest gallery there. It's been, we opened in 2001.
And now it's 2015. Pretty but again, you know, you decided to change change completely direction, and you just packed your family.
Once again, it's not about me. It's about the kids. So I decided to part ways with the gallery, but not completely. You know, I'm still attached. You know, it would be my heart forever, and I'll still work with Alan and the posters. So that's why I opened my little gallery here. Because it's a passion, but really I needed to show the kids the real world. So it was time to, they were all three born and raised there, and they were in diapers, and it was paradise, but I needed to show them the real world. And so we decided to go to California, find a good spot, and that way they can experience something different. And for them, it's amazing. We actually moved to a vacation spot. People thought I was crazy for moving, but for them, California was where we went on vacation.
Wow.
So they were very happy. They're like, what? We're moving to California. This is amazing. And everybody else thought it was
crazy.
There's
a big world out here, and I think three of them will embrace everything what California and America and Europe has to offer. I know you are going back and forth, and recently you went to also to your country, and I know they all you are taking family with you whenever you can. Yes, you are travel with
your
family.
Yeah, we just came back. We went to unfortunately we went to spend the last Christmas and New Year's in France with my father before he passed. But we were there for about a month, and we had the best time. But we try to travel all together. My wife is half Japanese, half Filipino, so we have family in Japan, in the Philippines, and my blood is half Spanish, half French.
Oh gosh!
The kids are
perfect accent on people. Perfect accent.
Walking United Nations.
And now he's all Americans, and I love this world. This is like the bestest world ever. We all we're passing ourselves, you know, like on the streets, not knowing that 5 minutes later we'll be becoming the bestest friends, maybe for whole life. It's just the coolest things ever, and from all around the world. Frank, you know what I really loved about you is your life story, because you said you never premeditated what will be the next move in your life. You just feel your intuition says, oh, that's what will be the next. You know, you came to America because you were researching new way of life and dream that you saw in the movies, in the books, and all what America had to offer, you thought. Then you were searching, maybe New York, maybe restaurant, maybe candies business, maybe again going little take a break in Maui, just between town to break into smaller places. Now you're back to Sacramento, and you just seems like you have it all. You have it all. You have a family in a place. You know the children will be growing in a very good environment, and future will be hopefully bright for all of you. But you also have your own great business that is connected to what you were doing for 13 years in Maui. Is still the passion for old world European posters, and which you are really, I think you know very well this business, and now you embraced another business. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
That's why it's great about America. You know, you can really do whatever you want. You know, the only thing they ask you is to be honest, on time, work hard.
Yeah.
And that's it. Have good manners, and that's it. You know, you could be anything you want to be, and that's why really I stayed. I'm celebrating the 20th anniversary of me coming in the country. 21 years this summer. It's been 20 years, and that's how I became successful in my own eyes. Of course, is because I could do whatever I wanted. And recently, I decided to forgot to tell you that, but I came here to open a restaurant. So I opened a restaurant, built it, launched it, and then decided to focus more on the poster. So I cashed out of the restaurant. I'm not there. And meeting people at the restaurant, I ended up working in an insurance company. Out of all things I could do, this was probably the last thing I thought I would be doing is working for an insurance company. But the name of the company is Owen Dunn.
Oh, and I posted, yes, insurance company logo.
Yeah.
They sent it to me. But that's your journey, you know, and I think insurance company needs people who are very personal. And you love people. Well, you love to talk to people. You have business ahead, for sure. You know how to deal with life. And you have a life story that I think a lot of the people who have problems or no problems or planning for on something, they will listen to you and they will enjoy company of yours and your smiley face.
You know, yeah. the insurance world, it's funny. I'm learning about it. But what I learned quickly is like the single most important tool to protect your family, you know, your house, your job, your car, everything that has lots of value, whether it's sentimental or money, you have to have insurance.
This is true.
So when I was exposed to that, I was like, you know what, it's true. It's something if I'm looking for a career now, this could be a great one. And the company
and
I decided to join,
we share
the same philosophy on how to take care of our customers. And I was
That's another
industry.
I'm serious, Frank. This is another story for another Accent On radio show. Kitty has her own really life story of ups and downs, a very unusual way how she learned and how she had and lost it all and rebuilt all. And I can obviously say a little few things here too, how I lost it all and trying to get back on my feet single-handed or with my daughter. You had also ups and downs, and now you are learning from the best, and you will protect your family and you will help another people to protect their lives. And I think that's what big men does. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to know you. And we'll probably having you when you'll be in Santa Monica, because I know you have your mommy there, here. Then hopefully.
Yeah, we have reason to go down there. So I'll come and say hi for sure. We'll go out and have dinner. And I want to see you on your set too.
Yeah, it's really pretty, very exciting place here. And of course, I want to meet your wife. And knowing that she also has unusual roots and comes from another country, she doesn't have an accent. Yes. No, she doesn't. Oh, we need to teach her. We need to teach her a little tiny accent. But for right now, again, everybody who wants to know more about Frank and his business, and please go to my Facebook page, and this show will be ready for downloads at night on iTunes, Stitchers, LA Talk Radio. And also, I have all information, all links. If somebody wants to talk to Frank, just talk to him, write to him. Frank, thank you so much. Kiss your babies, kiss your wife. I'm really happy that you reached out, and I'm happy that people know you more, okay?
Ilona, thank you so much. You guys have a good night. I look forward to talking to you again. And thanks.
Good. Stay in touch.
God bless, and it was awesome meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I think this is the time to also end our show. And I will say it for right now. Till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.